Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Stephen Hawking and welcome to Saturdays with the Sloth with the Hyper Sloth Gods of Rock, Zigzag and Rufus, the only guys in the universe smarter than me. Put your listening ears on because this experimental Slothcast is about to blow your feeble fucking minds.
Welcome, Sloshians, the Hyper Sloth Happy Hour with Zigzag.
And Rufus.
And Rufus, there he is, the man, the myth, the legend, Rufus Sloskowski, here with us, doing thumbs up and making his Apple computer go crazy with its M1 chip. Oh, my
it
God.
It is the M1 that makes that happen. It's the M1.
I know that it is.
Each one of those sparkles is,
because mine wouldn't do that because it is lacking an M1 chip.
You've got what do they call it, a Lisa, a Macintosh?
Well, let me tell you what
Lisa.
I learned about M1 chips, Rufus. If that is your real name.
It is not.
The Intel chip is actually a better chip. I'm just going to go out there and say it. You know, you're a little early. I'm not saying that Apple won't come out with a better chip than an Intel chip. You're just a little early to the game. So as soon as they start making that chip in fucking South Korea, I'm in. Until then, no way.
So I guess what you're saying is you're going to get a Microsoft Surface. Now.
Let me just say this, right? I'm getting an M2 chip. Eventually,
M2.
I will have an M2 chip, and you can look at me with your sad puppy dog eyes and be like, wish I didn't jump the gun on the M1 because the double Z's got an M2 now. So, good luck with that. That's what I would say. And we'll see what this does then, right? Well, imagine this thumbs up thing with these sparkly deals with a fucking M2 chip.
It'll probably actually shoot shit out of your computer.
It'll probably be like a Kiss show. I might.
It'll be like
diary.
A Kiss show. Pyromaniacs or whatever. What do they fucking call that?
You know, it's unbelievable how dangerous that shit is, right? For them to be doing that shit.
Well, there was an incident in 2000-something where, like, an entire club of people died
right.
And burned to death.
200 people died, right? Wasn't it like 200 people died?
Something like that. Whitesnake, I think it was.
Was it? Did the band didn't die, though,
or
right?
Was it White Lion? I don't know. It was some old 80s band.
I think it was like White Lion. I don't think it was a band with quite as much clout as Whitesnake. I don't think Tawny Katane was in any of their videos. Did you know Tawny's dead? What? Yes, Tawny Katane is dead.
Shut up. I just saw her the other day.
No,
at Walmart.
You probably were seeing ghosts.
All right, Tawny Katane.
Make sure you spell it right. Don't want to be confused with their Tawnies.
Died in 2021.
Yeah. What'd she die of? Don't tell me it wasn't COVID. Please tell me.
Rock.
It
wasn't. Rock.
She rocked too hard. She rocked her guts into fucking one giant mass.
Heart issues and drug ingestion.
Oh.
Mm.
Okay. get to like a real site. Forget Wikipedia. I want someone to tell us the real fucking poop on why Tawny. I'm gonna admit, I thought Tawny was hot, dude. Always, right?
Well, who didn't?
I don't know. There's probably some people out there that didn't.
Gay men.
Well, I bet, you know what? Even some of them probably thought Tawny was hot.
I think a gay man appreciates a hot woman.
I'll tell you what, a gay man can appreciate a beautiful woman. There's, I don't know why people don't think that's possible, right?
Or the other.
Like, look, and a heterosexual man can appreciate a beautiful man. I mean, you admire me so many times, dude, and it's not lost in me, but, I mean, I don't want to make it awkward, but it's okay to admire this kind of beauty. It really, it's like art.
I know. I should make it less obvious, though. I need to look into your eyes and not everything.
That just, I'll be honest with you, dude, that just kind of makes me uncomfortable. Okay, let's not do that.
Okay.
No, look at me in the eyes. Come on, now you're taking it a step too far. Next, you'll want to play in my sports.
Well, what if I'm winking when I do it?
How many drinks have you had?
All of them.
Then game on, obviously. Obviously.
Yeah, that works in the gay community.
Is it? I think it's ridiculous that everybody says that it's drag queens that rape children, because it's not, right?
No, it's furries.
It's well, you wish.
No, I think it's Matt Gaetz that does
senator.
That.
Let's just say it. It's Republican senators.
It's Matt Gaetz.
That's why, you know what, I've coined a new phrase, right? And I want it to catch on, and I'm trying, you got to help me get it some traction on Twitter. Gates
sure.
Rape, right? Like Gates rape.
Ooh.
You like that? This whole country's about to get Gates raped.
Is he really, you think, going to make it?
Oh, yeah, dude, for sure. I mean, you're watching the installation of a fucking corrupt government right in front of your eyes. Right? I mean, right in front of your eyes. This is like Russia in, what, 96? I mean, how long has Vladimir Putin been the dictator? Oh, I mean, president of Russia.
And am I not mistaken that the idiot with the worm in his brain is getting assigned to, like, the Ministry of Health or something?
Health and Human Services director. Yeah, a 20-year junkie. The guy was a 20-year junkie, Rufus. Right? He's accomplished nothing in his life except going to, I guess, where did he go? What is that? Samoa. I think he went to Samoa. Told people there not to vaccinate their kids, right, against measles. In the next year, 83 kids died of fucking measles because he was there preaching this nonsense. I mean, he's declaring an 8-year moratorium on researching cancer and Alzheimer drugs.
Why? Why? What's the?
I don't know.
Why?
I ask him because I don't know, because they're bad. I mean, obviously they're trying to cull old people. Let's be honest. They're like, get the old people who just fucking suck off the system, get them out of the equation, and we'll fucking, so no more cancer drugs.
Wait,
you know
what?
If they're going to do that, let them make euthanasia legal for human beings.
Well, wait. It's the old people that vote for them.
Well, that's the fucking Republican Party superpower, dude. They have a great way of talking people into voting against their own best interests. That's literally their superpower, by fear-mongering, right? They went back to, like, the fucking Red Scare. You're communist. Kamala is a communist, fascist, leftist, psychopath, right? Red Scare. Red Scare tactics.
It's going to be an interesting 4 years.
You know what we need to do?
Leave.
To listen back to our shows when Trump was president the first time and see what the landscape, what the hellscape was like. I mean, I know COVID, like, popped up at the end of it.
We should at least listen to the one after he was first elected and see what we had to say about it.
Oh, my God, and see how right on the fucking money we probably were about his ineptness. I mean, this is kind of unforeseen for me. I really am surprised that he could win the election.
Yeah, me too.
But, I mean, now a lot of stuff is coming up about Elon Musk and, you know, rewriting algorithms for Twitter to fucking put right-wing shit at the top of everyone's feed and feed it to everybody at, like, a 10-times rate of other people's shit, so.
Now, do you remember, like, when he first got elected, was it an instant, like, nightmare? Or I think at first it was more like a, wow, that's crazy. But then it took a while before you realized, oh, fuck.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Well,
this
it was
is crazy.
Clearly his mishandling of COVID was his coup de grace, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That was like the – but this is – he's got vengeance for America now, dude. He's got vengeance for people that didn't vote for him. So his whole idea is take it out on the whole fucking country. He can't get elected again. What the fuck does he care if his people fucking start to hate him? Right? There's nothing in it for him anymore.
They're not going to start to hate him, though.
So now I know. I mean, I get it. I don't know. Where do they go when shit goes to shit? I mean, they'll blame the Democrats or someone.
No matter how.
Woke ideologies.
No matter how stupid he says or how dumb his fucking business ideas fail or how. The dude cannot fuck up hard enough for these people to be like, maybe I should rethink my fucking choice.
It's a cult. It's in
the
water.
The more he fucks up.
I bet it's in fluoride, right? I bet it's in fluoride. And that's why
we should ask RFK. RFK will know.
But good for us, though, we have Elon Musk as our president, kind of. Right? I mean, he's just a sadistic bastard.
You think he's going to be appointed to something?
Oh, yeah. You didn't see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh, he's co-leading the Department of Government Efficiency with... it's a new department, right, made just for him and Vivek Ramaswamy working together to cut $3 trillion out of the fucking American budget in 2 years.
Why do people think that he can manage Twitter, he can run Tesla, he can do SpaceX, he can do the fucking underground tube thing, and now he can do this? Do people not realize that he doesn't do any of that fucking shit?
No.
All that he does is
tweet. He doesn't create
does nothing.
It, he doesn't do it, he doesn't pay for it. Right, he's a government welfare queen. I'm going to say it. Call us up. Call us up and fucking argue with us about this shit. Elon Musk can fuck himself, right? He's just a fucking tech bro with a big fucking ego and a little pecker. I said it, right? Fucking the Hypersoft happy hour, didn't I, Rufus?
Yeah. When you got $1 billion, you can just throw money at something and you ignore it, but people give you credit for quote-unquote.
Right.
It.
He didn't invent electric cars. He didn't invent rockets. He didn't invent fucking PayPal. Right? He just had a rich dad. And
did you hear about?
Because he said that he lived out of a backpack for when he graduated high school. Oh, bullshit. Give me a fucking break. It's easy to do that when you know you can fall back on a big fucking stack of daddy's money.
Dude, just a couple of weeks ago, or maybe it was last month, a family died in a Tesla. They burned to death because they couldn't get the doors open.
Sounds about right. Right? I mean,
yeah.
Really. He got fired from PayPal after being CEO less than a year while he was on vacation. The board got together and fired him. So he's kind of a Donald Trump-esque person, right? He's kind of fumbled his way through kind of being half lucky, maybe a little bit smarter than Donald Trump. I don't know how much. But something happens there to fucking people at Wharton School of Business, which I don't think they want to talk about.
We need to figure out how to get fired and somehow end up doing better because of it.
Right.
That's
what
I want to learn.
Yeah, it only happens to rich people, right? It doesn't happen to normal people. I mean... You think Donald Trump could go somehow, maybe this is the American dream, okay? Somehow, the guy bankrupts 6 fucking companies, right? I want you to do that and go try to get a job at some fucking company being the CEO. Be like, yeah, well, the last 6 companies I ran, they all went belly up. But,
yeah.
You know, give me a shot. Wasn't my fault. Wasn't my fault. I mean, you know, it was someone else's fault.
You know what? I could do that.
I'm the CEO of the biggest country in the world. Go ahead.
I could do that if I knew the art of the deal.
I read the art of the deal.
I'm sorry, Zigzag.
Did you read it?
Of course I didn't fucking read it.
It was at St. Edward's. It was fucking, it was necessary reading for my second year business ethics class.
Business ethics?
Yeah.
Ethics.
Yes. We watched,
okay.
We watched Wall Street and we read Donald Trump's book, and it was definitely what not to do and be an ethical fucking business person.
Is that how they taught it, or were they like, this is what you do?
No, they taught it as what not to do. It's business ethics.
Nice. Okay.
Fuck everybody over class.
Well, that's why I was surprised. I was like,
they only have that class at Yale and Harvard and Wharton, obviously.
They got it at Trump University.
Well.
Which
Let's
is another raging success.
And say the fraudulent Trump University. Because he paid $25 million to settle the lawsuits from his fake university. But brilliant businessman, though, right?
Brilliant.
Brilliant. I mean, if you consider a fucking scam artist a businessman, I mean, I guess they are.
he's smart enough to get out of everything and somehow succeed.
But he's going to burn America down, for sure. I mean, you saw what Putin did, right? I mean, you know what? Let's get political. We haven't been on the show, right? This is our last show maybe on this format, correct?
Well, January 31st, so we could have a couple more.
Well, I'm just saying this thing tonight is running like a top. Hasn't run very good in a couple of fucking months.
No.
And now that they're going to pull the plug, they finally got it figured out, I think.
I think it's because so many other people bailed, we have a lot of bandwidth.
Did they say in the email why they were ceasing operations?
No, they didn't. They just said they are. And it's got to be because they have not kept up with the times. I mean, audio with a phone number? Come on. They should have been like what we're moving to. They should have gotten onto the live streaming, the video, and all that shit a long fucking time ago. Their website has not been updated in terms of design and functionality since 2013.
Is that when we started doing the show?
Yeah.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? 11 years of this fucking awesome show.
I downloaded them all. It's over 500 episodes.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Should
like
be
513.
More. If we're gonna start our own cult, it needs to be more. We need to be doing three a week with fear mongering. Let's start a cult. Let's see if we can start a fucking cult.
I don't see why we can't.
I mean, let's try it. I mean, I'm being for real.
Well,
the new thing,
it?
We'll start a cult, and people can send us fucking money, and we can make up phony prayers for them, and all that kind of good stuff. And at the end, we'll just say it was a joke, and you'll refund your part of the money, and I will sail off into the sunset.
That sounds like a plan, Zigzag.
I think you like that plan. I like
it. Oh, yeah, I do. I like what you tell me to like.
I mean, really, look up top five things how to start a cult. See what comes up. Just Google how to start a cult.
Did I ask ChatGPT?
It really can't be that hard.
Well, there's a Netflix show, How to Become a Cult Leader.
I've seen that. That's terrible. But it was working. It was working for the guy.
I'm just going to ask ChatGPT, how can I start a cult?
I don't want to live outside. I want to be a rich cult leader.
Oh, ChatGPT, so boring. Said, here's how to build an ethical and inspiring community.
Oh, my God.
Centered on a shared passion or belief. We could easily twist this around, though. One, define your vision and purpose. Two, be authentic. I don't like that part. And charismatic. Create a unique identity. We have that.
Yeah.
Engage and empower members. We can create the illusion of that.
We can.
And spread the word. And avoid manipulation or control. That one's got to go.
Yeah, I don't believe in that part of it. I mean, why have a cult? If you're not going to manipulate and control, why have a cult?
And you've got to make all the husbands leave their wives so you can bang them.
Well, yeah, and every chick has to be super hot and know how to cook. I mean, come on. Wait, this is a fucking alpha male cult. We could get Charlie Kirk in this fucking cult, right? We could start a cult like that. Be like, you're only good-looking people, only fucking millionaires. We're not taking fucking bullshit people in our cult. We're just not. We're gonna.
If you say it,
got this shit to fucking make the cut in our cult.
I guarantee if you say it with conviction, people will fucking buy into it.
This is all you have to do right now, right?
It works for Elon Musk.
Guys that were like, look, we're trying to get the best and the brightest and the most beautiful people to be part of our community. Do you think you fit that bill? Because we'd like you to try out for Hypersloth Nirvana. I don't know what you call it, right?
Right.
And we'd just be like that and be like, look, we're not
bigamist.
We're just not.
Misogynist.
Well, all that, but all that stuff combined into one. We're not, what is the word I'm looking for? I can't, it's an easy word. Discriminate.
Xenophobes.
We're not discriminating, but we are trying to build a community of beautiful, intelligent people that are successful because we find that when you get a group of people like that together, better things happen, right? There's not other people keeping the group down. Now you've got a community of people who just want to fucking bring the positive energy and the good ideas and the money and all that stuff together and make great things happen. Successful people breed successful people.
that there has to be a spiritual cosmic component, right? So this is about moving humanity forward into the next vibration or higher elements of being.
You're
and only
now
only the best can do that.
You're tuned in. Look, you're tuned in with the same cosmic vibration as beautiful,
exactly.
fucking smart, successful people, right? What do we sloth. We call that fucking the imminent sloth or eternal sloth, inner sloth, some bullshit
people,
like that.
They have a head start. They're preferred. They're better than all the others, and they can help us ascend into the next wavelength.
Exactly. We're getting a community of fucking successful, beautiful people together to move the earth forward and rid it of ugly, fucking, fat, ugly, stupid people.
Now,
you know
we
it's
just
okay
need...
if I'm fat and ugly because I will somehow be the savior, right? I'm smart enough. I was born with this ugly face, but it's part of my beauty, right? And that's what people, it's different
right.
for me because I'm a, the higher part, and you two are the higher part of the hierarchy. So it's okay for us to be different, but we're so fucking in tune that we see the promise, right? For getting a beautiful community of people together, mostly women under the age of 50.
But this is the key, and this is where your skills come into play.
Okay.
We need a trifold pamphlet to help hand out on Sixth Street.
It, only if you make sure that you fucking put together a really kick-ass website and some good pictures that they could get together.
I will. I will do that.
The real deal is, remember that Zendik farm?
That's why I was saying that, because I used to get those pamphlets all the time.
I would love to. I want you to go to Google right now and read up on the Zendik farm. I read up on it not that long ago. A lot of drama at the Zendik farm. Wolf
we
Zendik
did that on the show.
Trouble for being a pervert.
Yeah,
there
was
some
the
hot
show.
Chicks that used to hand that shit out, right?
Of course.
Oh, did we look this up on the show already?
We've done it a few times, yeah. Because
has anything changed? Because at the last time, if I recall, when we looked, someone was trying to reboot the Zendik farm.
Let's see.
Imagine the idiots down on fucking 6th Street now. They would be like, drive their Ferrari down and be like, I'm one of the smart, beautiful people.
No. Have you seen videos of 6th Street? Have you seen videos of 6th Street lately? It's a fucking war zone nightmare.
All those California people brought all that negative energy to our beautiful city.
It's just constant fights and weird shit. Yeah, 6th Street is not what it used to be.
Ooh, that's a good song right there.
Damn, that is a good song. Ain't.
How about
Sixth
Austin?
Street ain't what it
Austin
used to be.
Ain't what it used to be. Austin ain't what she used to be.
I'm not seeing any recent news about Zendik Farm.
Excuse me? Did you spell it right?
I know how to spell it. I was in it.
Spell it.
Zendik.
Yes. You're so smart. You're so smart. Call us up if you've heard about the Zendik Farm ever. Please. We're not going to be on this fucking platform very much longer. But call us up, 425. Oh, nope, that's the wrong number. 646-668-8826. That's 646-668-8826. Call now. So anyways, going to miss that old phone number, Rufus.
Yeah, but we'll be streaming live with a fucking chat that people can just pop into.
What if
we'll
get
see.
Attacked? What if we get attacked by the chat people?
Then we turn off the chat. Fuck them.
I will parry and thrust every young woman that comes at us with evil chat mongering. Keyboard warriors, Rufus. Keyboard warriors and keyboard whores. That's what I'm talking about.
Beautiful.
But when are we starting this cult? Are we officially starting it right now?
Yeah, why not? Let's codify it. We'll codify it now.
We'll write a mission statement for sure.
Mission statement, sure.
Right? But I think we kind of roughed one out there in the last couple minutes. So I just want to say this. If you're a successful, beautiful person who feels a little bit lost in life and wanting to help take the universe and really humanity to the next step, right, and
mm-hmm.
sink in with that higher plane, I want you to give me and Rufus a call at 646-668-8826. We want to hear your great ideas, man. This is an open forum for great ideas for successful, beautiful people, right?
Yes.
And call us up. Tell us your idea. Tell us what you'd like to see us do. Tell us, be part of the founding team of Hypersloth, the cult. What's a better word for cult?
Anyone who gets on board early, I think, should have an esteemed position in the establishment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Especially if you're under 30 years old and
right.
a hot woman with loose morals. We don't care about your morals. That's a funny thing about the Hyper Sloth Brotherhood Sanctuary, or not a brotherhood, but a personhood. A personhood. The Hyper Sloth Sanctuary, we don't really care about your morals, right? We just want you to be successful. We want you to be beautiful, right? That's what we're, those are the kind of people we're trying to get together. If you have loose morals, that's okay too. We're not here to judge people. We're only here to judge people by their beauty and their wallets. We're not judging people on any other criteria.
Exactly. And it's not a cult. It's a, is it a community? Is it a collective?
It's a community. Absolutely. I love that word. It's a community.
Okay. Great.
It's a community of wonderment.
Ooh, community of wonderment.
Higher vibration.
A community of wonderment and higher vibration.
I'm feeling it, Rufus. Are you feeling
it?
I think
I'm feeling it.
Over me. Whoa. I think something's channeling through me, dude. Now I'm ready to get into this. Give us a call. 646-668-8826. Call now and let us know if you want to be part of our fucking community of wonderment and higher vibration. Is that what we decided on?
Yes. I dare say I have not heard wonderment used in any cults or, I mean, community ever.
Well, we're thinking outside the box here. Look, this is not your normal cult. We're not taking just anybody. Okay, let's stop with that. Right? Don't call up if you don't have a big bank account and you're not semi-attractive. Don't call. We don't want you in our cult. Okay?
We need to start a hedge fund now.
Yes. Well, we're going to start the hedge fund. We're all going to pool our money together with me and Rufus having control of the majority share of the money, right,
yes.
to fund our – look, this kind of enlightenment doesn't come free. I'm going to need at least one jet, at least two houses, right, somewhere hot, somewhere cold, somewhere three, somewhere year-round that is kind of in the middle where I can be comfortable, because I can't be – you can't keep a full-time job and live like an animal, right? They've tried that. They tried. That's why
right.
Jesus died, right? Because they didn't know how to live. They weren't living high on the hog back then. Now you do like a fucking Creflo Dollar or any of these other guys that have found success in enlightenment, right?
Yes,
but they're,
wonderment,
they're, the
even.
Thing, that's what makes us different, me and Rufus. We're allowing only beautiful people. Don't you want to be, who doesn't want to be a part of that? Who doesn't want to be accepted into a community of beautiful people so they can acknowledge that they're a beautiful person on the outside and rich?
Right. And if we're trying to make the rest of the world more beautiful moving forward, we have to start with what is the best of the best now.
Right. I mean, it's a movement, right?
It
it's
is.
A fucking movement.
It's transformative for the future, and we have to start it now.
And that, right. And the funny, look, we're trying to, because, I mean, maybe – they're going to be getting rid of vaccines and like that. We need to weed out the people that are weaker, right?
Right.
They're going to subjugate us to sickness and things like that. In our experience, it's the beautiful but successful people appear more healthy. They just appear more healthy.
Well, clearly, you don't become beautiful by being having a weak genetic line. You become
right.
beautiful because you're robust.
Right. And beauty is the eye of the beholder, Rufus. And in this project, this
my eye and your eye.
Correct. We will have last say, right? Because there may be a beauty in your skill set that
sure.
you don't even know about, right? And that other people may not consider beautiful, but me and Rufus will, let's just say, will bone that out, as it were.
And there could be a beauty in your personality, odds are slim. But your personality
right.
might help.
That's true. Maybe we'll probably allow some people that want to shoulder the majority of the work.
Sure.
Not afraid of hard work. I would say you're an Indiana or a California 7, okay, or an 8 probably.
Sure.
You will be considered. You will be considered, depending on how many zeros are behind your name in your checkbook.
The more labor you do, the more beautiful your children will be.
The more free labor that you do.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, it's not free. They're earning
oh,
our love.
True. We'll pay them in sloth coin.
Yes, sloth coin.
Look, man, if they can fucking convince people to join that dumbass fucking Scientology cult. What we're doing here is like a 10 times better than that. Right? We're at least not done with the idea that someone were in an airplane, or spirits were dropped from an airplane in 1957 or some shit. What is their fucking story there? What is their
something about? It involves a volcano and monsters, and yeah, like a 1950s era airplane.
Right.
And it was made up by a guy who was obviously he was a fiction writer.
Right.
It's not even debated. He made it up.
We just need you to write a manifesto.
All right, but I'll have ChatGPT do it. I bet we could have ChatGPT write a manifesto.
See
and
if you can right now. See if you can right now. See, write a short manifesto for a, what did they call it? A community people comprised of beautiful, smart, successful people. We don't need them smart. Beautiful, successful people. I don't really care. Don't bring your brains. We got brains covered. You could probably be looking up another word for manifesto.
I added a spiritual element. Can you write a manifesto for a community of beautiful, successful people who want to change the world and help humans evolve into a higher plane?
Oh, I like it.
Let's see what it comes up with. The Radiant Collective Manifesto, it says.
Oh, shut the fuck up!
Unleashing the potential of humanity for a brighter future. We are the Radiant Collective, a community of individuals who embrace beauty, success, and the boundless potential within us all.
Fuck
our mission
me.
Is to harness our gifts to inspire and catalyze humanity's evolution to a higher state of existence, a world where creativity, passion, and consciousness reign supreme. Dude!
Yes, dude. Please copy and send that to me.
One, we believe in the power of beauty.
Oh,
beauty
shut
is...
up.
Oh, it keeps going. Beauty is not just
you
aesthetic.
Made this up. Right now, you made this up. This is not created by any other program. You made this up.
We created this.
We sat down and created this on this day in 2024.
Oh, my God. It even signed it as the Radiant Collective.
Go ahead. Let's hear the rest of it. Step one.
Okay. Step one. We believe in the power of beauty. Beauty is not just aesthetic. It is the essence of harmony, truth, and inspiration. We commit to cultivating beauty in all its forms, from our surroundings to our thoughts, actions. We can tweak it.
Yeah,
by uplifting ourselves and everything. Success is a responsibility to us. We recognize our success as a tool for transformation. Our achievements are not ends in themselves. Yeah, this is how you get people sucked in. I mean, people need this.
Enlightened.
Evolution through conscious action.
Fuck yeah.
True evolution transcends physical and material growth. It is the expansion of the mind, heart, and soul.
That put an asterisk in there, too. We need a little bit.
We'll add some footnotes. That you got to pay extra for. Collaboration over competition. This is good because we don't want competition.
That's
we want
right.
People collaborating with
that's
us.
That's right. Collaborating
we
with
thrive,
us. With each other.
We thrive not by conquering others, but by collaborating with them. Our strength lies in unity. As we pool our unique talents to solve the world's most pressing issues together, we are unstoppable.
Yes. I feel like we could have Elon Musk in this fucking thing before you know it.
We could. Our pledge. We are visionaries, change makers, and guardians of the future.
I already have the nameplate. I was a visionary. What? I have a card that says I was a visionary. This is done. Keep going.
I'm going to send this to you.
Don't let me interrupt that. Go ahead. It sounded brilliant.
It says, together we will illuminate paths yet unseen, empower voices yet unheard, and create a world yet unimaginable. With each step, we carry humanity closer to its ultimate destiny, unity, transcendence, and radiant joy. Let us rise. Let us shine. Let us transform. Signed, the Radiant Collective.
I like it. I feel like we really have through the looking glass here, actually.
I think so.
Needs a little tweaking, obviously.
Yeah, it does.
There needs to be a monetary. I guess we could just have people send us monthly subscription money, right? If they want to hear our diatribes,
sure.
It will be written weekly. Let's just say that.
Well, if they want to, like I said, there's going to be footnotes and asterisks through all this. And if they want to know the details.
They need
to really get
the book.
They need to buy the book.
So, send it over. I'll make a fucking great poster of it. Right? We'll fucking see if we can start selling it online.
We could, dude. We should do it as an experiment.
That's what I'm saying.
I guarantee we could.
I'm saying this needs to be a real fucking experiment. This is no different than what Elon Musk is doing right now. Right? He's experimenting on people. That's what we're going to do.
I just sent you the text of the whole thing because there's 8 steps to it. It's pretty fucking lengthy. ChatGPT.
Let's hear the, excuse me, you made that up and I made that up off the top of our heads.
That's my nickname. That's what you call me, right?
Yeah. You're my personal ChatGPT.
Right.
I spell ChatGPT RUFUS.
That's part of our secret code.
All right. Well, we've started a community. Or what? A collective. I like collective.
I like collective too.
Because what we'll do is we can collect your assets.
Yes.
And your good ideas. We make them property of Hypersloth Media, LLC, Corporation.
And your beauty.
What's that?
I said, and your beauty.
How did you send it to me?
I text it to your phone text.
All right. Okay. Well, now that we've done that, what else should we do tonight? We've created a new religion.
God damn, I don't know.
After you create a religion, really.
Should we create a sovereign government or something? I mean, let's buy an island.
We can definitely write some religious songs about the plot.
Hymns,
yes. Hymns.
And Psalms. Should write some songs. We do need a book. We need a book, a leather-bound tome.
Something that people can really sink their teeth into. Offline.
Yeah.
We can get them when they're offline. Of course, we can kind of speak to them a little when they're online. You can get a little suggestive.
It's a two-pronged approach. I mean, they need something they can carry with them that is a
right.
Totem.
So you know what? Here's the deal. We need to come up with a hat, as it were, where you can identify other people in the, what's the name of the Radiate Collective?
Let me look it up again. The Radiant Collective Manifest, the Radiant Collective, yes.
So you can identify those other people.
There needs to be a pin or a hat or something
dude,
like that.
Dude,
yeah.
What we need is a test. You need to come up with a test. The test.
See, now we're getting into like a...
I'll write an algorithm that says every fucking 43rd person doesn't pass the test.
This is Freemasonry territory. I hope we don't step on their toes.
Oh, we're the new Freemasons, dude. They're old. They started doing charity work. We don't have any time for them anymore. Well, the Radiant Collective can have a charity arm for tax purposes exclusively.
As long as I get to ride a little go-kart during a parade.
I love those little go-karts. And you know what? I can see you in a fez.
I can totally
you know
wear
what?
Fez.
Right now, let's promise each other we're going to have ceremonial fezes.
We should have fezes, both of us.
No, just ceremonial. I don't want to wear a fez all the time, but a ceremonial fez
of course.
Has a nice, sure. A nice element to it.
We should. I will have a fez on my head for a show before the end of the year.
Oh, my God. We should order fezes.
We should. I'm going to have a fez. I'm going to have this on it. This is going to be my fez.
You'll probably just break it like you did your sloth wine glass.
I didn't. My wife broke that in the dishwasher.
Well, I hope. Who did that exactly?
My wife.
You think she
accidentally.
Right. You think it was malicious? So be honest.
She is not radiant, nor part of the collective.
Well, we'll need someone to do the dishes.
That's true. But we should have plenty of hot babes for that.
Yeah, I'd say someone maybe nothing against your wife, but a little bit younger.
No offense taken.
Well, I only say that because doing dishes for 600 or 700 people can be a extreme task.
Yes, it can.
All right, the Radiant Collective. You heard it here, folks. The Radiant Collective has been born on November 15th. What is the date today, Rufus?
16th.
November 16th, 2024. Ooh, those numbers are a little weird, dude. All divisible by four. Think about
it. Oh, shit. And two.
Yeah.
And there's one, two of us.
And one, the most serious number ever. And two. The loneliest number.
Symbolic. That's why you should join us. You don't want to be lonely.
That's right. You'll be part of the collective. And move, help. Look, you deserve it. You deserve to help move humanity forward.
Finally, do something with your life, for fuck's sake.
Do something that means something, right? Be a beautiful, smart, successful person in the Radiant Collective.
It's your destiny.
We're only taking the best and the brightest. You think you're the best and the brightest? You think you got what it takes to pass muster at the Radiant Collective? Look us up. Rufus is going to be setting up a Facebook page shortly.
I shall be.
Well, we need ChatGPT to come up with a really cool, like, explosive planet sun logo thing that is just like, boom, out of this fucking earth, out of the world, right? Just dominating. Like, what's going on behind me, Rufus? But better, bigger, badder, bolder.
I'm going to ask it to do that right now. Can you come up with a logo for the Radiant Collective that involves, what, an exploding sun, what'd you say?
I would say it involves planetary evolution, galactal evolution. Hold on to your hats, people.
Dude, something's going on, man. My printer has started doing things, and it's not even hooked up to anything.
Oh, shit. It sounds like we're fucking getting that vibrational pull thing going. I think we're vibrating on a different wavelength than normal people. Would you agree? I mean, right now I would say, what time is it, Rufus? 42. That the higher vibration entered the fucking chat for the Radiant Collective on November
6th. Divisible by two. That's divisible by two. Okay, I texted you the prompt instead of putting it in ChatGPT.
Oh.
That's funny. Read the prompt. Tell me if
I'm not sure that's your Radiant Collective material at this point. No offense, Rufus. You got a lot of proving yourself to do.
I'm just so radiant that I'm focused on being collective.
Collectiving money. All what does right, it really do in the Radiant Collective, and what do you exactly get?
What do you mean, what do you... Don't start waffling now. What you
well,
get
no, I'm
is...
I'm saying, like, are you getting...
Wow, this looks pretty good. I'm going to send this to you. I got some Fibonacci and seashell shit going on.
Ooh! Ooh, I like it! Hell yeah!
Pretty good, huh?
Yes! Oh, my God.
Isn't that awesome?
Done. Where is the Facebook page, dude? Let's get this out there. You're the fucking ad master, dude. There's no reason we can't do this.
There's
become
no reason
part of
we can't.
Right? I mean, what do we need? Some kind of bullshit little tiny message in the bottom saying we're a non-for-profit who just seeks to fucking get beautiful people together with beautiful ideas and maybe help them make it happen with a collective of donations?
Dude, I guarantee you, I'll put $10 a day to advertising this on a Facebook page, and I guarantee you we'll get people liking it and following.
I'm
yeah,
in.
Fuck
put
yeah.
Put me down for five of the ten.
Wow, that's a great logo, huh?
It's a great concept, Rufus. I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
Wow. All right.
Funny thing is, it's not a concept anymore. It's a thing. It has a logo. Like having a business
a thing.
Card. Right? As soon as you get your business card, you're an expert in whatever you're fucking doing. As long as they give you a business card, you have legitimacy.
That is true. I've always believed that. Which is why I have
collective
20,000 business cards.
Me too. Me too. Some with the wrong address on them. Because I was so eager to get that business card, right, and make things happen. Without a business card, you're a nobody. You know what? That's what we'll give out. That's what we'll give people. You know what? Become a Radiant Collective ambassador. you a card. Card and a hat.
Play that, Ambassador. For
$20 a month, $30 a month. I mean, where are you comfortable putting that? When you sign up for our newsletter. I mean, obviously the first week is free. But after you sign up and become part of the Radiant Collective.
We need a tiered thing. So like maybe $20 a month for some basic info. Then $30 a month for some really revolutionary
virtual sit-in with Zigzag and Rufus. We can invite people to watch us do the show online.
Yes. We need robes, too. Not but just fezzes. We need robes.
Well, I mean, you can get a robe. I'll be wearing the ceremonial fez.
I'll get a robe.
I'm gonna. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take ayahuasca on the TV or on the show and fucking trip out and see what happens. If we get... When we get 100,000 followers, I'm going to do that.
I'm going to wear a robe and a fez. Should I wear the fez under the hood or on top of the hood?
So what kind of robe exactly are you getting? Are you
like a Jedi robe
pointed,
with a hood.
Pointed hat? Or, I mean, you're saying hood.
Like a wizard. A robe. Like a wizard hood. Like
Grand Wizard. Okay, Rufus. This is not that kind of cult. This is the Radiant Collective, right? It's for beautiful people of all colors. And, but not all economic backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds. It's an exclusive club. I mean, there is nothing wrong with that. They do that all over the country in with country clubs, right? There's exclusive country clubs where not everybody gets to join.
I'm creating a Facebook page right now.
Are you really?
Yeah. Shut up. And our category is church.
Are you going to add the manifesto? Or should we do a design of the manifesto so we, you know, and they can flip through a couple of slides?
Yeah, we should do that for sure. There's not room to add it.
I'm really putting the effort in.
But hang on. I'm going to add, like, the first part just in a little bio section. We're the Radiant Collective, a community of individuals and all that. Okay.
Oh, I love that. We need to come up with our own, like, shalom word, right? Like, some word that... is like what we say to our fellow Radiant Collective people.
Radiant Collective. Holy shit, we've done it.
I'm going to have to like it.
Hang on. I'm going to get
to like it.
I'm going to get it totally fucking set up and send it to you. Doesn't
we
take
can that obviously
long.
Put a link to the Patriot Liberty News Network, or we need to keep these separate.
Yeah, we should. This is legit. I think we need to.
This is legit. Obviously, I'm Zig Winston Zag, Ph.D.
This is true.
And you're Rufus Laskowski, Esquire?
Yeah, I need a better title, I guess, if I'm going to be running a church.
Not a church, it's a collective.
A collective. This is true.
A collective of higher power and thoughts. Oh. And thought processes.
All right, here we go. Hang on.
Look, this is weird, dude. I don't want to freak you out. The look behind me right now.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think ChatGPT is tuned into my Skype and saw that.
Look at that, dude. Look at that. This is, we're through the looking glass here, people. This
we are
is
through
what,
the looking glass.
This is what attenuating higher power and higher vibration brings to you, right? We're not only in tune with nature, we're in tune with technology. 100%. We're vibrating. Wait till you see us do fucking Jeopardy, motherfuckers, right? Just pull these fucking answers out of nowhere because we are vibrating at a higher frequency. That's why when you go in a room, dude, and this is what I'm going to find out about a lot of people that join the Radiant Collective. When you enter a room and you're putting off that higher vibration, people sense it, right? Animals sense it. Plants sense it. You're putting off that higher vibration. It's really a thing, right? And we don't want low vibration people to be in our fucking collective. We're only looking for higher vibration people, which means you care about yourself and you're rich. That's higher vibration.
Yeah.
Right.
And I legit believe that though, what you just said.
I do too, actually. I do too. Because look at what happened when we walked into a restaurant that was about to close in Chicago, Illinois for our annual meeting at the Embassy Suites by the lake, right? I mean, how many people would you say were there?
Annual.
I mean, there was down in that I will tell you right now, down in that area where the free drinks and stuff are, there was the most people I'd ever seen in that hotel.
It was packed.
Accumulated, and I don't want to say around us, but technically they were around us where we were sitting, and they were kind of watching what we were doing. Right, and listening.
Right. Well, they were drawn, like magnetically.
Right, just like that girl was at the restaurant. Right, she was magnetically drawn into us. By the end of the night, we could have easily asked her for all that money she had in her pocket, and she would have given it up.
And we should have. That's we're gonna learn.
I'm going back. I'm playing a little bit of a longer game. I'm gonna get her to get a credit card in her name for me. So stay tuned. This is kind of a long game on that one. But I'm telling you, we were vibrating higher than anybody in that fucking place. Were we not?
I felt like I was.
She felt like it. She definitely felt like we were getting extra attention. So Rufus is hard at work, folks, so he's not talking much.
Okay. I'm done. I'll send you the link.
He's created it already? Well, folks, let's see. 8:51 p.m. Saturday, November 16th, 2024. You have just audio and maybe video witnessed the creation of the Radiant Collective.
All right, hang on. I'm going to send you the link. Need to grab it here. I'm totally going to fucking advertise this, by the way.
The Radiance Collective, that's right. I mean, I'm buzzing at a higher vibration right now that is crazy.
I'm buzzing for sure.
Don't put any links to the show. Let's make it like a little bit
No, there's no links to the show. No, I just sent you a link to the – there's no links yet. I didn't build it out.
Oh, okay.
I just –
Can I like it?
Yeah, you can. It's live. There's just no
info. All right. I've liked the Radiant Collective. Should I review it?
If you click the intro, we are the Radiant Collective, a community of individuals who embrace beauty, success, and the boundless potential within us all.
Where is that at? Oh, at the very bottom. I see it. Oh, my God. Fucking brilliant, dude. Fucking brilliant.
Dude, I can advertise this. I can target people that are into, like, self-help.
You need a target? We need to, all right, let's get our target audience. So where do we target? First of all, probably sports and working out, right? Because those people consider themselves to already be vibrating at a higher plane.
Right. Sports, working out, people into betterment and self-help.
People into technology.
People within the top 10 percentile of income earners.
There you go. Top 33%.
33. Okay. Well, I mean, let's slum it for
a while. I mean, look, if you really want, some of these people are going to be too smart to fall for this thing. We got to. I'm
not that out loud.
Top 50% of earners, and we'll just strictly weed them out by how good they look.
Right.
Their money is good, right? They need more help. They need a little more direction, right? Let's get together as a community and direct the path forward for humanity in a more positive and beautiful way.
We do need an ad, and it should be something that's just inspirational but vague, you know?
Like, what do you mean, like an ad? Like, something we can send out to people?
Well, I mean, if we're going to run an ad campaign, we got to have an ad.
This is what we do. Can I tell you what we do? We go for people and say, look, you don't say it like this, but are you hanging out with losers? Do you feel yourself being stifled by other people's ignorance or something like that, right? Learn, join a group of people that, you know, I don't want to say feel this way, but join the collective of people that is trying to drown out the other, you know, all the bullshit, all the negative vibration. I don't know. You get the idea, right?
Yeah, I'm making notes right now based on that. All right.
Right. If you success breeds success, Rufus. So if you hang out with successful people, you're going to be more apt for success. You know what? Be done being you don't want to be the highlight of your group. You really want to be the person at the very bottom, because then you shall evolve into being one of the people at the top of that group. You know what I mean? That's just the nature of someone that we're looking for in the Radiance Collective, dude. Someone that's kind of a go-getter who's going to make things happen. And if you're hanging out losers that aren't making anything happen, nothing's going to happen for you. Damn, I'm fucking selling this gold, bro.
This is awesome. I'm seriously going to kick off an ad tomorrow for sure and see what happens. Just to follow the page. And I guarantee you we're going to get 100 followers in a week.
You think so? That'd be hilarious.
Yes, we would. The logo looks so legit.
And then all we need to do is really start posting positive bullshit. You know
just
what I mean?
Memes.
Like, you know what? We're going to have a – remember a long time ago on the show I said I was going to start a fucking news station called the Silver Lining Network. And every negative story is going to have a fucking positive slant on it, right? So, hey,
that's
maybe
it.
It's raining and the big game was canceled, but the planet needs rain. It's going to help our crop grow healthier.
Now we're turning it into something legit.
I know we are. That is the plan.
Let's not lose sight of the fact that we want hot babes with money.
It's an experiment. Yes, it's all of that. But
it's a social experiment.
Legitimate. We want to help people because we really want them paying us for the long haul. Right? This doesn't seem
right.
to be long lived.
We're not tricking them.
Right. So what are
we
calling
to give
ourselves?
Them something
I mean,
about.
We're not priests or priestesses. What are we the? What's a?
Warlocks.
Ask GPT to come up with the name for the leaders of the Radiance Collective group. The two leaders, the two co-leaders. Both virile men. You're still virile, right? Or did you have that surgery?
No, I'm quite virile. Can't you
even
smell
more
it?
Virile than the average guy.
All right, let me see. How do you spell viral? Not viral.
V-I-R-A-L-E, I believe.
I'm going to make sure I don't spell viral. Wait, do that again.
V-I-R-I-L-E, I believe. I'm so virile that I don't have to spell it out for people. They just know it.
They can smell it in your stink, your musk.
That's right. I'm putting on the musk of success and radiance. I'm radiating with my musk of virility. So what is it saying? Nothing? Did we stump chat?
I said, can you come up with a ceremonial title for the two virile men who run this collective? Certainly. Here's a ceremonial title that reflects power, wisdom, and leadership while aligning with the aspirational and galactic theme of the collective, the Cosmic Sovereigns of Radiance.
Oh, my God.
So we're Cosmic Sovereigns.
We need. I can deal with sovereigns. We need another name for cosmic.
Okay.
Galactic Sovereigns or... we need another word for cosmic.
The Celestial Sovereigns?
No, too hokey.
Well, it is a religion.
I understand that.
All right.
I don't mind sovereigns. I'm all about sovereigns. Not sure how to spell it. Folks, follow
You'll
this VIP part of the show, or maybe you're not, because this after this goes live tonight, this may never be aired again. Right? We're probably not going to let this be. You're not going to find this on our podcast.
You'll have to pay the $500 Radiance fee.
And you only get it after being a 40-year member. Just like, isn't that what they do in Scientology? Like,
yes.
At the very end, you get a briefcase full of garbage, and you're like,
okay,
what?
I said, can you come up with another name for Celestial that is less cosmic but more inspirational and authoritative? And it said, the luminary Sovereigns of Radiance.
Oh, I like it. Even the Visionary Sovereigns, right? That almost works.
There you go. That's fine.
Luminary, Luminary almost sounds too new age, right? This needs to be kind of business focused, too.
All right.
A lot of people that want to be entrepreneurs, I feel like, too. We need to go towards those groups, right? People that are looking to align themselves with people who know what's up, right, and who can help them get things done and give them good advice. I'm not saying that we can't do that.
You nailed it. I said, can you replace luminary with something that sounds inspirational but also business-focused? And it said, the visionary sovereigns of radiance.
Oh, I was already right.
You're
smarter,
a visionary sovereign.
Did you hear what I was saying, though, about we need to, in our ads, let's focus entrepreneurial groups, too, because they're all about fucking feeding into success and looking good driving Mercedes like you or Lincolns or whatever your fancy car is now.
The Hyundai Kona.
All right. Well, we did it. Congratulations, Rufus. We've co-founded another great thing.
We did. And I'm seriously going to push out ads for that tomorrow and see what happens.
You know what? I'll take the text and I'll put together some fucking inspirational slides with our fucking message on it.
You could swipe them off Pinterest.
Well, I'm kind of what I meant. I mean, obviously I was going to get a template and do it, but I mean, I need to copy and paste you need to ask ChatGPT, what's another word for manifesto? A more friendly, I would say, upbeat word for manifesto, or a more accepting? I don't know. What word do you use there? Scribe.
We didn't actually use the word manifesto in our manifesto.
No, I know that, but didn't it say at the top manifesto or not?
No.
You just said that.
Yeah.
The tenets.
That's it.
But look, let's see if ChatGPT give us another word.
Declaration, vision statement, credo. I don't know, I kind of like tenets.
All right. So I am smarter than ChatGPT is what you're saying.
40% of the time.
Now ask me to do math and see who's smarter.
Mm-hmm. Well, do math. I can't think of a math question. I'm not that smart.
So ask ChatGPT to come up with a really easy math question and see what it comes up with. I'd love to know what the world's easiest math question is.
What's going to be 1 + 1?
You think so? That's addition. Maybe addition's harder.
What is 1 + 1? Answer 2.
That's
the question is often considered one of the simplest because it involves basic addition with whole numbers, an operation most people learn
now,
early in life.
I'll ask you to do anything but 1 + 1 and see what it comes up with. Let's break ChatGPT tonight.
So what is the easiest math question that is not 1 + 1? And it's like, what is 0 + 0? I want to ask it what the most complicated
math
question is.
Oh, my God. Do it. Here's a little bit of trivia for you. You know Grok? Grok is Twitter's AI platform. Someone asked Grok what Elon Musk's role was in the 2024 election. And it comes up that he was a biggest spreader of misinformation during
you think?
I mean, it's crazy that his own algorithm is saying that. But they're all complicit, right?
Yes.
Because they're afraid he was going to be elected.
All right, ChatGPT came up with, the most complicated math question in the world is subjective, depends on the field of mathematics being discussed. However, there are some famous unsolved problems in mathematics that are widely regarded as, let's solve them right now, is among the most challenging. Here are a few. The Riemann hypothesis. This hypothesis, proposed by Bernard Riemann in 1859, concerns the distribution of prime numbers. It suggests that all non-trivial zeros of the Riemann zeta function lie on a specific line in the complex plane. Despite extensive numerical evidence, no proof has yet been found, and it's over. And it's one of the Millennium Prize problems for which a solution would earn the solver $1 million.
Let's come up with our own thing like that. First of all, he made up his own number, right, and his own hypothesis. What's to stop anybody from doing that? I mean, well, if it can't be solved, maybe it's impossible to be solved.
Yeah, maybe it's not real.
That's what I mean. Why, it doesn't really exist.
Why even bother solving it? This is the kind of fucking wisdom people are going to get from the,
the
Radiant Collective.
That's right, they are.
If it can't be solved, is it really a problem?
Right, it's not. And don't let it interfere in your life.
No, don't worry about what you can't
change.
Think
bigger picture. Think more fucking success. Don't let problems stand in the way of your success.
Yes, exactly. Ignore the problems.
Ignore them. Drink. Smoke marijuana. Escape.
Stop being unsuccessful and be, in your heart, successful.
Are we going to have no view? That's right. And see, there's one of the core tenets of the fucking Radiance Collective, dude. That good energy, overcoming the bad energy, is what fucking brings us all forward together. It does, right? Open your heart, your legs, your wallet, and give to the Radiance Collective, and help move our vision forward. As the visionary sovereigns of the Radiance Collective, I implore you, get out of your own way.
I want a robe with a fez instead of a hood.
We could probably have
fez.
I would, you know what? Put an ad out there seeking someone to make us this robe fez combination as one of the first disciples of the fucking Radiance Collective.
Ooh. There you go. We'll make them an officer. The wardrobe saint. The saint of wardrobes.
The luminary of the sacred wardrobes.
Right. Luminary of the loom.
No, because we're the visionary sovereigns. So they're the luminaries. The people underneath us, directly underneath us, will be our luminaries.
They are luminaries, though. I mean, that's the whole point. They want their beings of light.
I like it, dude. We're fucking creating a fellowship of a collective, as it were. And you know what? This will be our ceremonial pose.
It shall. Everybody assume the ceremonial pose.
No. We are the only people allowed to do this.
Oh.
Because if you read any fucking like book about business meetings or whatever, supposedly doing this brings an authoritarian slant to someone, yes. This is a very dominating thing to do with your hands while you're in a meeting.
I guess that's why Mr. Burns does it. I'm going to talk to my wife like this from now on.
Tell us, what can you offer us, the visionary sovereigns of the Radiance Collective, to be part of our exclusive group of people that are going to do things that are going to clearly change?
You will never be who you want to be unless you make me be who I want to be. Make me be me.
Let me help you be who you want to be so it
let
can
me
be who I want to be.
Let me help you make me better so that I can make you better with compliments.
That's the Radiant Collective right there, dude. The positive energy, as it were. Oh, no, that even looks like the Radiant Collective thing.
That's our salute. Hey.
Boom.
Radiant.
They can do that when we play our first. Look
on
at
the forehead.
You ain't kidding. Did you just think of that?
Yeah.
We are flying at all cylinders tonight, dog. This is a higher power here. There's a fucking higher power in this show right now.
My printer did a thing by itself.
Right.
I didn't make it do that.
Exactly. You came up with this. The number two fucking sovereign visionaries. I mean, Jesus Christ, where does it end?
It doesn't, Zigzag.
You're right, it doesn't. It
does not end.
An eternal beginning. There is no beginning. There is no middle. There is no beginning of the end. There is only the beginning. Amen. Or whatever our word is going to be that's amen for us. Radiate.
And now I doth say that I looked upon the world and said, I need to go pee-pee, and then we can play Jeopardy.
Okay. And it's so it was said. Opus, the sovereign visionary of the Radiance Collective during thou first meeting, after creating the sovereign collective hand gesture, hearkened that he must to make pee-pee before Jeopardy.
I henceforth decree that from my bowels shall flow forth the radiance.
Copious mounts of urine strengthening the river of the high
yellow like the sun. Radiance flowing over. Well, it's not going
to back into the hydrologic cycle to be recreated with more successful initiative as it climbs the mountain and through the ascending into the clouds from the sewers of Killeen, where it is be almighty.
It's an anointing. It's an anointing, Zigzag. It's the oils of...
The whole world will be anointed with the urine. You know what? When you do it, I'm going to go outside and I'm going to pee into the ground. You should go outside and pee into the ground, dude. So it is fucking created and it is forced back into the hydrologic cycle. And the whole world shall be rained upon with the urines of the visionary sovereigns of the Radiance Collective.
Dude, this sounds so fucking good. Even though
I'm doing it. I'm going outside to pee. Be back in 2 minutes. Play some music, please.
All right, me too.
Are you playing music?
No, I got to find the studio.
I'm in the studio. I got it.
All right.
And then it was done that they played the legendary song.
Yeah, beer is food, I get all the time.
Welcome back, Slotians, to the Hypersloth Happy Hour with Zigzag.
And the Luminary Sovereign, Rufus.
And let's so Visionary said sovereign. That Rufus and Zigzag expelled the urine back into the earth. Zigzag on the edge of a chrysanthemum located in his side yard so that it may be expelled upon the open hearts of the people below. I'm hoping that Rufus did the same. Did thou expel into the yard or did thou expel into the toilet?
I did release my essence upon a circle of mushrooms in the backyard. And upon doing so, a butterfly, it lit upon the tip of my pee.
It tickled it immensely, and thou shot the load, the eternal load of ideas, representing 80 billion ideas into the universe.
And thus was the insect world anointed by my cream.
By your cream, your essence. I like essence.
My essence.
So there you got it, folks. Lore of Collective. Don't miss out. Don't miss out. Like it on Facebook right now, the Radiance Collective. Check it out. They're also a really cool band. Maybe.
Well, they are.
I love it. I love it. And they sing positive songs about overcoming awful things in your life and giving money to people who deserve it more than you do because they know what to do with it. Which is live in a life of luxury. Remember we had this idea a while back, was it people pay us to live in a life of luxury, and we kind of let them know what it's like, right? We're just like, hey, check it out. Here's Rufus surfing the fucking pipe in Aloha in Hawaii today. You can't afford to do that, but us collectively, all part of the Radiance Collective, collectively you give us money. We experience things that you would love to experience, and we report back to you on either they're awesome or they're not awesome. Some, look, climbing Mount Fuji, probably not awesome. But we might do it anyways via helicopter or some other thing that can get us up quickly because our time is very important, only if we don't have to wear a coat.
Sure. Well, I mean, living vicariously through us is something anybody would be.
It's all part of the Radiance Collective, hence the word collective. It's a group of people helping sustain a certain lifestyle for other people. No different than
namely
what
us.
They go to church, right? We need a more clever word for tithing, right? We need a, what will we call it? Why don't we ask the sovereign microprocessor another word for tithing that is not donation? It doesn't sound like a donation. Subscription. We'll call it a subscription. We will call your tithing
sure.
a subscription.
Contribution, almsgiving, or sacrifice.
Sacrifice? I like subscription. Because you're
well,
subscribing to the fucking way of life of the Radiance Collective, right?
Sure.
You're getting as well as giving. You're getting our beautiful insight. You're getting the insight of a fucking group of people that is a million fucking followers strong to help steer you in positive ways, you know, and tune you in to positive things in your life and positive looks and beauty. There is beauty in life. Why are we always focusing on the ugliness of life, Rufus? Hence the Silver Linings Network.
It's because we're not surrounded by enough beautiful people.
Exactly. We can't appreciate it because there is no collective of people that just bring that radiant beauty. They're peppered with ugliness and peppered with negativity. Can't do it, right? Done doing it. Done living that.
Be beautiful. Be beautiful. Surround yourself with beautiful people, and the world will be a beautiful place.
Right. Be beautiful. Be successful.
Surround and successful.
Yourself with beautiful, successful people, and you too will be beautiful and successful, Rufus.
And the more successful we are, the more successful you will be.
Right. Help us achieve our success by helping you achieve your success.
Help us help you.
Right. Pay us to help you. Help us.
Right.
Help you. Right. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean,
well, do we have one like yet other than my own?
No, I haven't added it yet.
Oh.
I mean, advertise it yet. We will. Tomorrow. I guarantee you.
But
we're
it's live,
so
someone could stumble across it. Like, say I have a friend who sees that I liked it and goes and likes it.
Oh, yeah.
be part of the Radiance Collective, man. It's changing the world. There's no doubt it's going to change the world. Help us start changing the world. Sick of the bullshit. Make us richer than Elon Musk so we can destroy him.
That's a pretty good fucking manifesto right there.
It is. There you go. Be a beautiful, successful person that helps us destroy. You know, I mean, I hate to say that we're going to have to make it liberal leaning because clearly, well, I mean,
politics and
making the world a better place, collecting.
No, it's the world is better or it's not.
It's apolitical.
It's apolitical. But I mean, clearly, you know, good and evil exist.
Clearly,
if you want to make
the
world a better place,
people are probably going to be the more liberal people.
They'll end up that way.
Liberal people are probably more in tune with the entrepreneurial lifestyle, right? And success through community. You know, I like that. Success through community, Rufus. There you go. Why don't you type that down real quick? Boom. Collective success through community. Oh, gold. Did you get that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to laugh. Yes, I got it, Father.
All I got to do is say this.
Brother.
I'm fucking tuned into that high vibration, dude. Regular people aren't having those thoughts. They're like that.
That's why they need us.
That is why they need us.
That's why they need us.
And then Zigzag took from the sacred herb.
Did you say Zenzag?
Zenzag! I love it.
Is that what you said?
No. I said, did I accidentally? Maybe I did. All
right, let's do Jeopardy with our wisdom.
Alexa, play Jeopardy.
Zenzag. Nice.
Righteous and Zenzag.
Righteous and Zenzag.
Now's your chance to become a premium player. So you can compete in a new Jeopardy tournament happening right now. If you're nuts about novels, we've got your covered in this event called Pages, Painting, and More. Are you ready to start your 7-day free trial?
No.
You can play Teen Jeopardy and catch up on the clues from this week.
Teen.
Are you ready to play Teen Jeopardy?
Yes.
Now it's time for this week's Teen Jeopardy clues. Welcome back to our returning champion.
Already getting that success shit going.
You're on an 11-game win streak.
Fuck yes!
During your streak of $6,005. I'm now searching for opponents. You've been matched against Laura and Noah. Let's get started. Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each. Our first Jeopardy category is on the fast food menu. The Happy Meal is on the menu at this chain.
What is McDonald's?
You're right.
You didn't. Did you know that or not? You were god-awful quiet.
No, I was like, is this a real question?
Repeat.
Again, the category is Pop Toppers. This lady topped the chart with Poker Face.
Who is Lady Gaga?
Yes, that's it.
Damn, look at you go.
Category is Who wrote? I have a dream
collective
that one day community. Life and live out the true meaning of its creed.
Repeat?
Again.
Creed? I'm liking Creed.
He wrote, I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
Who is Martin Luther King Jr.?
Damn.
You will rise up.
And you're winning with 600.
Stop, Martin Luther.
With 200. Then Noah with 0. The next category is double E words. The response contains a double E. The teeter totter.
What is seesaw?
The job.
Oh my God.
The next category is the world's ocean. It covers 70 million square miles.
What is the Arctic Ocean?
Correct.
Boom!
What? Shut up.
It is zodiac stuff.
It's just boom.
Perhaps on bows and arrows, those born under the sign of the archer.
What is Sagittarius?
You're right.
Damn.
You're in the lead of 1,600.
You take
the
next
six.
Let's see what's in store in Double Jeopardy.
So, I won't know them.
They're worth $400 each. Our seventh Jeopardy category is literary terms. It's a word or phrase that is self-contradictory, like bittersweet.
What is oxymoron?
Correct.
Boom.
Our eighth Jeopardy category.
There we go.
Carmen Electra plays Heather Lee and Nick Lachey, a lost boy, in this full production of the show. Again, the category is when they were teens. Carmen Electra played Tiger Lily and Nick Lachey, a lost boy, in your school's production of this show.
What is Peter Pan?
Good job.
Bam! Motherfucker!
Is it a chemical process? Natural rubber is sticky, as in rubber cement. With this process patented in 1844, it can be used for hockey pucks.
Repeat. Oh.
Again,
vulcanization,
the category is a chemical process.
Really?
Yeah.
Natural rubber is sticky, as in rubber cement. With this process patented in 1844, it can be used for hockey pucks.
What is vulcanization?
What teen is going to know that?
Right now, you're in the lead with 2,400.
What fucking 50-year-old that's not part of the Radiance Collective is going to know that? If you know the answer to that question, you're in.
The 10th Jeopardy category is revolutionary. In April 1777, this pamphleteer was elected Secretary of the Committee of Foreign Affairs in Congress.
Repeat.
Benjamin Franklin.
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is. That's it for our ninth clue. Right now, you're in the lead with 2,400. Then comes Laura with 1,400, followed by Noah with 800. Your tenth category is revolutionary. In April 1777, this pamphleteer was elected Secretary of the Committee of Foreign Affairs in Congress.
It was Benjamin Franklin.
Note, the 11th category, physical women. She was the Philistine mistress of Samson, who got him to tell the secret of his strength.
Who is Delilah?
Yes, that's correct.
Rufus, 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 Rufus.
Righteous.
On the final Jeopardy. Your final Jeopardy category is state capital attractions. Name the state capital where you'll find these attractions. The scores are you with 2,800, followed by Laura with 1,800, and Noah with 800. You can wager up to your current score of 2,800. How much would you like to wager?
What is 100? Oh,
sorry,
fuck.
I didn't quite get that. Okay, let's try again. How much would you like to wager?
$201.
You wager $201. Is that right?
Yes.
The next category is state capital attractions. Name the state capital where you'll find these attractions. The Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum and 4 Mile Historic Park.
Repeat.
Again,
what's the capital
category
of Colorado?
State capital attractions.
Boulder, Denver.
Yeah. You'll find these attractions.
Denver? No.
The Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum and 4 Mile Historic Park.
Repeat.
Again, the category is state capital attractions. Name the state capital where you'll find these attractions. The Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum and 4 Mile Historic Park.
Repeat.
Again, the category is state capital attractions. Name the state capital where you'll find these attractions. The Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum and 4 Mile Historic Park.
What is Butte, Montana?
You got it.
I don't think so. Ugh.
No, Spunk was what is Denver.
Oh, it was Denver.
I know you'll get it next time. Time to see how you did. You came in first with
$2,599.
Teens are dumb.
Oh. Join our collective if you want to get the brain power to win this game.
Champion. You're now a 12-time champion.
12
your
times, bitch.
$32,604.
The money. The money. It's so much money.
Your score for today puts you in the middle of our ranking.
Come on, motherfucker. Yeah, rock that fucking shit. Turn this into a fucking anthem of rock.
Welcome back.
Repeat.
Up on the clues you missed?
Yes.
Now, let's find your opponent. You've been matched against Emma and Adam. Let's get started. Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each.
Sound like a couple of weak
essences. Our first Jeopardy category is This American Wife. Some slipped head over heels in anger when she let husband Jonathan Owens pose wearing her 2024 gold medal. Her response, leave us alone.
Repeat.
Again, the category is This American Wife. Some slipped head over heels in anger when she let husband Jonathan Owens pose wearing her 2024 gold medal. Her response, leave us alone.
Who is Simone Biles?
Good job.
Boom.
Wow.
The category is
head over heels.
Shares its name with an Inspector Gadget foe.
Repeat.
Again, the category is tooling up. This common kind of hammer shares its name with an Inspector Gadget foe.
Repeat.
Again, the category is tooling up. This common kind of hammer shares its name with an Inspector Gadget foe.
Repeat.
Again,
ball
the category
peen?
Is tooling up.
It's the only one I can think of.
That's
hammer
right.
Shares its name with an Inspector Gadget foe.
Who is ball peen?
No.
No.
Jack?
The first response is what is a claw hammer? The next Jeopardy category is I didn't come here to make friends.
Weak.
For four seasons, Friends alum Matt LeBlanc starred on this manly CBS comedy.
Repeat.
Again, the category is I didn't come here to make friends. Friends alum Matt LeBlanc starred on this manly CBS comedy.
Repeat.
Again, the category is to make friends.
I think it was called that.
For four seasons, Friends alum Matt LeBlanc starred on this manly CBS comedy.
What is Two and a Half Men?
No, what is Men, I think.
The correct response was What is Man with a Plan?
Oh, Man with a Plan.
Two clues each, and Adam is in the lead with $400. You and Emma are tied for second place with $200 in category.
No.
Portions of several interstates are named for this president, the father of the interstate system.
Who is Roosevelt?
No.
Eisenhower?
Eisenhower.
It's Dwight Eisenhower.
Damn it. Why do you let me shoot off?
I didn't know for sure.
I've been taking in so much vibration today. Oh, my God. Not vibration. Hybration. Hybration.
Wow.
Coating liquid. Right in action. That warm and exhausted people do.
Repeat.
Again, the category is poke an eye out. The response is two words. Delete a letter I from the first word to get the second one. Take the eye out of a colorful coating liquid and get an action that warm and exhausted people do.
Repeat.
Again, the category is poke an eye out.
Pain?
The response is two words. Delete a letter I from the first word to get the second one. Take the eye out of a colorful coating liquid and get an action that warm and exhausted people do.
What is paint and pant?
You're right. Category is last lines of book. This last line is, he loved Big Brother.
Repeat.
Again, the category is last lines of book. This last line is, he loved Big Brother.
What is 1984?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow, awesome. I thought the same thing.
And you and Emma are tied with $600. Adam is in third place with $400.
All right, let's move on now to the Double Jeopardy round.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each.
My smock.
The seventh category is animals of the Amazon.
Oh.
The brilliant colors of the poison dart kind of this amphibian are meant to warn predators to not eat it.
Repeat.
Again, the category is animals of the Amazon. The brilliant colors of the poison dart kind of this amphibian are meant to warn predators to not eat it.
What is frog?
Excellent Excellent.
Nice.
The next Jeopardy category is
Go Rufus, go Rufus, you're righteous.
The balloon to fame has his sandwiches in the Guggenheim collection.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Who Ballooning to Fame has his sandwiches in the Guggenheim collection.
One more time. Repeat.
Remember, please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Again, the category is sculptures. This modern sculptor, Who Ballooning to Fame, has his sandwiches in the Guggenheim collection. This modern sculptor.
Do you know any modern sculptors?
Has his sandwiches in the Guggenheim collection.
Who is Ham? I thought maybe it had some sandwiches.
The response starts with the letter M. It's the only movie based on a Stephen King work to earn an Oscar.
What is Misery?
You're right.
That's it.
That's it for our
night. You're a Stephen King guy. What's going on, dude? Are you even on the hydration? I don't know if you're
thinking. I'm thinking ahead. I'm thinking ahead.
You're
thinking about hydrations.
After the Big Island, it's the largest island of Hawaii by area.
Repeat.
Again, the category is four-letter geography. After the Big Island, it's the largest island of Hawaii by area.
What is Kauai?
No.
Waikiki.
The correct response was what is Maui?
Maui!
The category is Broadway musicals by song. Meet the Plastics and World Burn are songs in this musical.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Broadway musicals by song. Meet the Plastics and World Burn are songs in this musical.
What is Cats?
Meet the Plastics and World Burn.
I don't know. What do you think?
Think musical.
Another musical.
I'm not gay. I don't fucking know.
Respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Again, the category is Broadway musicals by song. Meet the Plastics and World Burn are songs in this musical.
What are Phantom of the Opera?
No. The correct response is what is Mean Girls?
What?
Didn't know it was a musical. Thought it was a movie.
It's time for Final Jeopardy.
We had to do some gambling here.
The Final Jeopardy category is foreign words and phrases.
Ooh.
Adam is currently winning with 2,400.
Big comeback.
Emma is in second with 1,800.
Oh, shit.
And you are in third with 1,400. You can
we can do it.
Current score of 1,000.
It's all on you.
How much would you like to wager?
$3.
You wager $3. Is that right?
No.
The scores are Adam with 2,400, followed by Emma with 1,800, and you with 1,400. You can wager up to your current score of 1,400. How much would you like to wager?
1,201.
Again, you wagered $1,201. Is that right?
Yes.
Today's 12th category is foreign words and phrases. If you're in Germany and have no idea what's going on, tell those around you, ich spreche kein Deutsch. It means this in English.
What is do you speak German?
I speak a little German.
What?
That's not it. The correct response was what is I don't speak German.
I don't speak German.
You didn't get it this time.
Oh, no.
Let's check out the standings with Adam on top.
Five.
$200.
We would have beat him by $1.
$1,600.
Look, dude, we were tuning in some very, very vibrations earlier. I'm not surprised.
This is
antenna is a little bit fucking exhausted. Please,
this is beneath us.
No, I'm just saying that you
the
inner vibration thing is like a muscle. Yes.
Do you want to catch up? Please, you miss.
So yes.
All right.
We really have been pulling in some fucking vibrations, and it's tired. And that's why we need to band together as a community, right? Because we need to prop up each other's tuning into the vibrations. We need to prop them up.
Jeopardy category is what's up? The response starts.
Our printer started doing things again.
Leather.
Because I was speaking the truth.
Are two common options for this: the materials used to make a chair or sofa.
Repeat.
Again, the category is what's up. The response starts with the letters UT.
Yeah.
Leather and polyester are two common options for this, the materials used to make a chair or sofa.
What is upholstery?
That's not it. The correct response was what is upholstery. Your category is hey, we need that.
Because I cough.
This company makes the Surface line of electronic devices and the OneDrive storage cloud.
Repeat.
Microsoft.
Again, the category is hey, we need that. This company makes the Surface line of electronic devices and the OneDrive storage cloud.
But it's Microsoft.
You're right. Your third category is catching some rays. These, too, were omnipresent in TVs and monitors before the emergence of flat-screen technology.
What are cathode ray tubes?
Yes, that's it. Three clues in, and all three of you are tied with $400 apiece. Our next category is hobbies and pastimes. Someone into angling is hooked by this pastime.
What is fishing?
Fishing.
Our category is or the land of the free. Fly over the west central part of this state, and you might get a look at Mount Rainier.
What is Oregon? Washington.
The correct response is what is Washington.
Damn it.
Our category is in the home of the Rays. Leonard Maltin says this 2024 sequel offers catharsis in watching ordinary people behave in extraordinary ways in a disaster.
Repeat.
Again, the category is in the home of the Rays. Leonard Maltin says this 2024 sequel offers catharsis in watching ordinary people behave in extraordinary ways in a disaster.
What?
Repeat.
Again, the category is in the home of the Rays. Leonard Maltin says this 2024 sequel offers catharsis in watching ordinary people behave in extraordinary ways in a disaster.
What is Twister?
Excellent.
Wow, dude.
You and Becca are
I didn't even see it. I just saw the poster for
me
it.
Me either.
$600. All right, let's move on now to the Double Jeopardy round. Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Your next Jeopardy category is Ancient Greece. Six obols equals one of these, Greece's foremost monetary unit.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Ancient Greece. Six obols equals one of these, Greece's foremost monetary unit. Again, the category is Ancient Greece. Six obols equals one of these, Greece's foremost monetary unit.
I used to know this.
What is a chronos?
That's not it. The correct response was what is drachma. Your eighth Jeopardy category is 20th century fiction. A 90s novel called Lowe's Diary retells this author's Lolita from the title character's point of view.
Okay.
Again, the category is 20th century fiction. The 90s novel called Lowe's Diary retells this author's Lolita from the title character's point of view.
Who is Vonnegut?
No. The correct response was who is Vladimir Nabokov. The ninth Jeopardy category is musical X. I just came to say this common greeting, the title of a Martin Solveig and Dragonette dance club hit.
Repeat.
Was that English?
The category is musical X. I just came to say this common greeting, the title of a Martin Solveig and Dragonette dance club hit. Again, the category is musical X. I just came to say this common greeting, the title of a Martin Solveig and Dragonette dance club hit.
What is hello?
Excellent.
Straight up, guy.
Right now, Becca is in the lead with 1,000.
The question made no fucking sense to me.
Becca is 1,400, followed by you with 1,200.
Damn it.
The next Jeopardy category is aviator. As an airmail pilot, he had to parachute twice from his plane, surviving both escapes. How lucky.
Repeat.
Again, the category
is aviator.
Who is scared
of St. Louis guy?
As an airmail
pilot.
He had to parachute twice from his plane, surviving both escapes. How lucky.
Repeat.
Again, the category is aviator. As an airmail pilot, he had to parachute twice from his plane, surviving both escapes. How lucky.
Who is Charles Lindbergh?
Yes.
Crazy.
The category is fashion designer. In addition to having been creative director of Gucci and his own brand, he directed the film A Single Man and Nocturnal Animals.
Repeat.
Again,
Who is Johnny Versace?
The correct response was who is Tom Ford.
Oh.
I said Tom Ford.
You did.
I did.
Well, what should we do about that?
I'm not going to give it to us because I was asking you. I was like, is it Tom Ford?
Jeopardy category is 13-letter words. Becca is currently winning with 2,000. Dan is in second with 1,800, and you are in third with 1,600. You can wager up to your current score of 1,600. How much would you like to wager?
803.
You wagered $803. Is that right?
Yes.
Your next Jeopardy category is 13-letter words. This adjective describes two things that are not alike, such as a scientific mixture with a non-uniform composition.
Repeat.
Again, the category is 13-letter words. This adjective describes two things that are not alike, such as a scientific mixture with a non-uniform composition. This adjective describes two things that are not alike.
Non-covalent?
A mixture with a non-uniform composition.
Repeat.
Again, the
look
category
how cool that looks right
is 13-letter words. This adjective describes
very radiant
things that are not alike, such as a scientific mixture with a non-uniform composition.
Repeat.
Again, This adjective describes two things that are not alike, such as a scientific mixture with a non-uniform composition.
What is non-covalent?
No, that's incorrect. The correct response was what is heterogeneous. Sorry, you didn't get it this time. Time to see how you did. It's
sorry, I'm not a scientist.
$800. Dan finishes second with $1,600, and you with $797 for third place.
Fuck off.
Don't worry, you'll do better next time. Nice work. You beat the average score for
today. We focus too much on helping other people.
In the middle of our
I told you, that I've exercised my hydration antennae. Yes.
Now, let's find your opponent. Today's challengers are Deb and Juan. Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each. Our first Jeopardy category is Great Women in Sport, which is honored with having the home of the U.S. Open named for her.
Who is Billie Jean King?
Excellent.
Nice.
Second Jeopardy category is Adult Contemporary Lit. In a novel by Taylor Jenkins Reid, this flowery lady joins the Six, a 70s rock group.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Adult Contemporary Lit. In a novel by Taylor Jenkins Reid, this flowery lady joins the Six, a 70s rock group.
Who is Lady Chatterley?
That's not it.
Couldn't help it.
The correct response was who is Daisy Jones.
Okay.
The next category is Keeping Warm. The very to the point slogan of this as seen on TV product, introduced in 2008, is the blanket that has sleeves.
What is the Snuggie?
Correct.
Remember I gave for a modified Snuggie that's got a pee hole in it?
$400.
$400.
The next Jeopardy category is also a beverage brand.
The breastfeeding hole.
That opened in 1957, was imploded on October 9, 2024.
Repeat.
Again, the category is also a beverage brand. This Vegas resort that opened in 1957 was imploded on October 9, 2024. Again, the category
the
is also a beverage brand.
What is this beverage?
The Vegas Resort that opened in 1957 was imported on October 9, 2024.
What is the Royal?
No.
Sahara?
The correct response was what is Tropicana.
Tropicana.
Small world. San Marino, a republic of 24 square miles, is completely surrounded by this larger country.
What is France?
That's not it.
Italy?
The correct response was what is Italy? Your category is after all.
Seemed too easy.
Found shortly after, all, in the dictionary, food or money given to the less fortunate, as an important part of a faith or religion.
What are alms?
Or alms.
Yes.
Blowing my mind, dude. Blowing my mind.
That came up earlier. That came up earlier.
Second place was 600.
It did. My mind is a little blown right now, Rufus.
Double Jeopardy round.
Me too.
What's your printer doing right now?
Each. Our next Jeopardy category is a piece
nothing, but it will be doing something soon, I'm sure.
Original copies of this great charter are kept in the British Library.
Repeat.
Again, the category is a piece of history. Two of the four original copies of this great charter are kept in the British Library.
What is the King's Charter? No.
That's not it.
Magna Carta?
Magna Carta.
Oh my God, I thought of that too, but I thought that was an American thing. No?
Since 1903,
me too.
New York University has published a newspaper called The Daily Orange.
What is Syracuse?
Yes, that's it. The ninth Jeopardy category is from the Greek. The word for this supernatural power comes from Greek parts meaning distance and motion.
What is telekinesis?
Correct. After nine
we're going to teach people that.
We'll show people that we can do it. And if they get way up there by giving a lot of money, they might be able to do it too.
Category is
we'll move with our minds their money to our wallets.
Transform. Repeat. Transform,
again,
Rufus. Transformative.
X marks the spot in the word for this mineral from which aluminum is obtained. Again, the category is mineral. X marks the spot in the word for this mineral from which aluminum is obtained.
Repeat.
Again, the category is mineral. X marks the spot in the word for this mineral from which aluminum is obtained.
What is anthracite?
No. The correct response was what is bauxite? The next category is nothing to see here. Put this spoon after nothing to get a term dating back to the 50s for an event or revelation more insignificant than it was hyped to be.
What is nothing burger?
Yes, that's correct. It's time for Final Jeopardy. Your Final Jeopardy category is you learn to adapt. Deb is in the lead with 2,000. You have 1,800, and Juan is third with 1,400. You can wager up to your current score of 1,800. How much would you like to wager?
401.
You wagered $401. Is that right?
Yes.
Your next Jeopardy category is you learn to adapt. Directed by David Lean, this adaptation of a Boris Pasternak work won 5 of the 10 Oscars for which it was nominated.
Repeat.
Again, the category is you learn to adapt. Directed by David Lean, this adaptation of a Boris Pasternak work won 5 of the 10 Oscars for which it was nominated.
What is adaptation? That is a movie based on a book.
Yeah.
That's incorrect. The correct response was what is Dr. Zhivago?
Yeah.
Too bad. I know you'll get it next time. Let's check out
thank
the
you.
Score. Damn it.
Deb came in first with $2,200.
Shut up,
you
Deb.
You got second with $1,399.
We would have beat
Juan
her.
And got third with $1,200. Not bad. You'll be a Jeopardy champion.
Not you.
Nice work. You beat the average score for today.
Of course
you're
we
doing
did.
Better than 68%.
We're part
of
the Radiance Collective.
Do you want to catch up on the clues you missed?
Yes.
These competitors will not be.
Let's see what they look like first and how successful they are.
They're AI bots anyway.
Studies prove, Rufus, that hanging around successful people makes you more successful. It's just been proven.
Don't sell yourself short.
You're hanging out with the wrong people. That's the problem. That's what we're trying to explain to people. Hang out with Radiance Collective people, you're going to fucking get ahead. Repeat.
Again, the category is world of leaders.
Make sure you put that in one of your ads.
Sheinbaum made headlines in 2024 when she was elected the first female president of the Spanish-speaking country.
Repeat.
Again, the category is world of leaders. Claudia Sheinbaum made headlines in 2024 when she was elected the first female president of the Spanish-speaking country.
Where's Mexico?
Jeopardy category is English literature. Charles Dickens is hailed as one of the great writers of this era, named for a British queen.
Was Victorian.
Yes, that's correct.
We'll never know.
The third category is nice wheels. Rueda Hidráulica is the Spanish term for this wheel that originated in the Middle Ages as a source of mechanical energy.
Repeat.
Again, the category is nice wheels. Rueda Hidráulica is the Spanish term for this wheel that originated in the Middle Ages as a source of mechanical energy.
What is a gear?
Well, I thought too.
What is a water wheel?
Oh.
Three clues in, and you and Jose are tied with $400. Emily is in third place with $200. Our next category is music and entertainment. Before doing some joking around on screen, she came with Bruno Mars on the hit Die with a Smile.
Repeat.
Again,
too
the
much
category
pop culture.
Is music miscellaneous. Before doing some jokes around on screen, she came with Bruno Mars on the hit Die with a Smile.
Who is Lady Gaga?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, Lady Gaga twice in one round.
Jeopardy category is with solution gluten. Barley malt is present in this beer, probably brewed in Golden, Colorado, since 1872.
What is Coors?
Good job.
Nice.
Jeopardy category is rhyme time. The response is a made-up, two-word, rhyming phrase. The timepiece, used by any athlete.
Repeat.
Again, the category is rhyme time. The response is a made-up, two-word, rhyming phrase. The timepiece, used by any athlete.
Repeat.
Again, the category is rhyme time. Response is a made-up, two-word, rhyming phrase. The timepiece, used by any athlete.
Repeat.
Again, the category is rhyme time. The response is a made-up, two-word, rhyming phrase. The timepiece, used by any athlete.
What is clock jock?
Excellent.
Nice.
Jose is second with 800 and in third place coming with
600. Nice. That's it for the yes, yes, see, you're getting it. Jeopardy. You're getting it now.
Worth $400
you're tuning in.
The next category is U.S. history. In an 1823 speech, he said, the American continents are not to be considered as subjects for future colonization by any European powers.
Repeat.
Again, the category is U.S. history. In an 1823 speech, he said, the American continents are not to be considered as subjects for future colonization by any European powers.
23. Pre-Civil War.
Who is John Quincy Adams?
Please respond in the form of a question, starting with phrases like who is or what is.
Was he on this early guy?
Again, the category is U.S. history. In an 1823 speech, he said, the American continent, future colonization by any European powers.
Thomas Jefferson.
Sorry. The correct response was who is James Monroe.
Oh.
Our next
the Monroe Doctrine.
The letters San A to get the river.
What is Ganges?
Excellent.
Nice.
Category is left down in science. This element gets its chemical symbol from the Latin Hydrogen, meaning liquid silver.
What is mercury?
You're
right. Bring it home, Ruth. Bring it home.
You're in the
vibrations.
Today is second with 1,600, and in third comes Emily with 1,000. Today's 10th Jeopardy category is transportation. At the fall 2024, this automaker's RAV4 is the best-selling non-truck vehicle in the U.S.
What is Toyota?
Excellent. The next Jeopardy category is heist film. In this movie based on true events, Al Pacino plays Sonny, an inexperienced robber whose Brooklyn-based heist becomes a hostage situation.
Repeat.
Again.
Dog Day Afternoon.
In this movie based on
true
events, Al Pacino plays Sonny, robber whose Brooklyn-based heist becomes a hostage situation.
What is Dog Day Afternoon?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Bingo.
I knew that candy one day when I was 8 and I saw it. It's inappropriate because the guy gets shot in the head.
Jeopardy. Your final Jeopardy category ends in TH. You are in the lead with 2,600. Jose has 1,600 and Emily is third with 1,400. You can wager up to your current score of 2,600. How much would you like to wager?
201.
You wagered $201. Is that right?
Yes.
Your next Jeopardy category is ends in CH. The word meaning steadfast or loyal, often precedes supporter in political speech.
With a staunch.
Yes, way to go. Let's check out the standings. The final scores are you in the lead with $2,801. Followed by Emily in second with $1,500. Then Jose in third with $1,400. You win. Great job.
Nice.
Nice work. You beat the average score for today. Doing better than 80% of Jeopardy players this week.
Do you want to catch up on the clues you missed?
Yes.
I'm now searching for a
clue. We've created a religion.
You'll be playing against Barb. Duck, players. Jeopardy clues are worth $200 each. Our first category is Time Magazine's Person of the Year. 2001, this mayor was Person of the Year.
Repeat.
The category is Time Magazine's
Did
Person of the Year.
Did everybody say Rudy Giuliani?
I was thinking that too.
Person of the Year.
Who is Giuliani?
Good job.
Ugh.
Crazy to think about now.
How's he not in the
mascot
administration?
Of a social site, once summed up as a message board where users discuss interests they have in common.
Repeat.
Again, the category is all aboard. Smoo is the mascot of this large social site, once summed up as a message board where users discuss interests they have in common.
What is Rhett?
Yes.
Woo!
The first category is skyrocketing.
Fuck yeah. Beast
Joined mode. Billionaire on Blue Origin's first successful human space flight.
Who is Bezos?
Yes, that's correct.
Here we go. Oh, taking off like rocket.
$600.
Why is there fascination
with space? In first place with $400. The next category is non-regarded. In categories of products designed to kill lawn annoyances, this suffix follows herba, fungi, and pesta.
What is side?
Good job. The category
what
is
sua?
John White tried to adopt the nickname animal in honor of his nickname Muppet, but his airborne nickname sucked.
Repeat.
Again, the category is sports nickname.
Is it a flying tomato
John White
or something?
Tried to adopt the nickname animal in honor of the same name Muppet, but his airborne nickname sucked.
What is the flying tomato?
Yes.
What?
Your category is literally
crazy. The farther you go? Repeat.
Again.
You turn it up, yeah.
Is a literally crazy. It means completely flawless, for it's taken literally 12 megapixels of purity.
Repeat.
Again, the category is alliterative phrases. It means completely flawless, or if taken literally, 12 megapixels of purity.
Still clear.
Pixel perfect.
Picture perfect.
You are in the lead with $1,000.
Bob and Sue are tied for second place with $800.
Let's see what's in store. Double Jeopardy.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $700 each. The next Jeopardy category is Mexican state capitals. The capital of Baja California Sur shares its name with Bolivia's two-word administrative capital.
Repeat.
The capital of Baja California Sur shares its name with Bolivia's two-word administrative capital.
Continue Jeopardy.
San Juan? That's the only two-word thing I can think of.
What do you know about Bolivia? Cocaina.
Zero.
Cocaina.
The women wear bowler hats. That's all I know about Bolivia.
Would you like to continue where you left off?
Yes.
Now, let's find your clue. You're playing against Bob and Sue today. Good luck, players. Six clues in, and you are in the lead with $1,000. Bob and Sue are tied for second place with $800.
It's time for the Double Jeopardy round.
Double Jeopardy clues are worth $400 each. Our seventh category is Mexican state capital. The capital of Baja California Sur shares its name with Bolivia's two-word administrative capital.
What is Cocaine City?
No.
Shocking.
The correct response was what is La Paz?
La Paz.
This category is a number one bestseller that year. 2006, nonfiction, this second Barack Obama book with a title taken from a Jeremiah Wright sermon.
Repeat.
Again, the category is a number one bestseller that year.
Hope,
something
about hope.
Nonfiction.
That was his poster.
With a title taken from a Jeremiah Wright sermon.
Repeat.
Again, the category is the number one bestseller that year. 2006, nonfiction.
Is it
hope? Second Barack Obama book with a title
of
Jeremiah Wright sermon.
What is hope?
That's not it. The correct response was, what is the audacity of hope?
You idiot!
In the 90s, the air freight book with Donald Sutherland. Now it presents 90 Days Fiancé, and I Love a Mama's Boy.
Repeat.
Again, the category is three-letter responses. In the 90s, it aired great books with Donald Sutherland. Now it presents 90 Days Fiancé, and I Love a Mama's Boy.
What is TLC?
And Bob and Sue are tied with $1,600. You're in third place with $1,400.
What? You're leading. What?
The archive.
What have you done?
Founded by James Oglethorpe, holds a copy of the Royal Charter issued to create it.
Repeat.
Again, the category is in the archive. The Archives of the State, founded by James Oglethorpe, holds a copy of the Royal Charter issued to create it.
What is Virginia?
Sorry. The correct response for the
Georgia
Jeopardy category is Beastie Boys.
Yeah,
it's a crazy childlike dragon with the name of a Portuguese explorer hung out in Eureka's Castle, a show co-created by R.L. Stein.
Repeat.
Again, the category is Beastie
Boys.
Okay,
hold on.
The sneaky childlike dragon with the name of a Portuguese explorer hung out in Eureka's Castle, a show co-created by R.L. Stein.
Who is Magellan?
Yes, that's...
Oh, my God!
What? How did you do that?
Dude, I just pulled that in. Oh,
what?
Shit. This works.
Final Jeopardy.
Did you see me doing it?
Category.
Yes, I did. It came to me.
2000, followed by Sue with 2,000. And you can wait
for
the current score of 1,800.
I might be our first follower.
$3.
$3. Is that right?
No.
The scores are Bob with 2,000, followed by Sue with 2,000, and you with 1,800. You can wager up to your current score of 1,800. How much would you like to wager?
401.
Again, you wagered $401. Is that right?
Yes.
The 12th Jeopardy category is etymology. This weapon gets its name from a long brass musical instrument invented and popularized by radio comedian Bob Burns in the 1930s.
Repeat.
Again, the category is etymology. This weapon gets its name from a long brass musical instrument invented and popularized by radio comedian Bob Burns in the 1930s.